One Fall, Episode 3, Kofi Mania.
Welcome in to One Fall, a new wrestling podcast that's taking storm all over America. I'm TJ Hill, joined by the tag team champions of the world, the Kenson Brothers. Fellas, how are you?
I'm concerned.
Me too. It's been a minute since we got able to do a podcast. Everything's coming up on us and stuff.
You know, I'm a champion. Just want to put it out there.
You know what? Not yet,
buddy. Softball champion, yet. Brian Kennison.
Oh, you are a champion
of softball. 92 teams.
Don't really?
Be jelly because you didn't show up because you needed to work out to win a weight loss
Wow. Proud of you there. But will you repeat as champion in the wrestling realm this Sunday as we do our predictions at the end of this show for WrestleMania? Determine who will hold the covenant vacant WWE podcast championship that is sitting on the table right now. We're not Facebook Live this week, but you can get the idea what I'm talking about. So we're covering a few things tonight here, man. We're going to talk about the weekend of wrestling. Weekend that's dominated New York City, New Jersey area, with WrestleMania coming in town. NXT is going to have their takeover on Friday as opposed to Saturday. Rumor has it is because Madison Square Garden is sold out by New Japan. And Vince is not happy about that. So rather than go up against them on the same night, he moved it to Friday. People are saying that they did it because of the Hall of Fame, which they've never done before. They've always had NXT takeover on the same night as the Hall of Fame. So maybe the news of New Japan taking Madison Square Garden over is true.
Maybe. If it is, it's a really bad look.
Very bad look.
You're Vince McMahon. You're the WWE. You don't reschedule what you're doing because the minor leagues have come to town.
He's showing fear. AEW is going to launch their pay-per-view next month in May, and they are signing people like crazy right now. Chris Jericho's gone over there. Rumors I'm hearing is Vince has banned him from all WWE anything. Like, you're done. I haven't gone to the website yet to see if Chris Jericho's profile is still up there or not. I'm going to do that pretty soon. Check it out. But, I mean, you can't really get mad at Chris for that. Chris has been a valued employee for years. You let him go before. He let him go on his rock concert tours and come back. And he's always been a good in-ring performer and a good character. Maybe this point is great. We'll try something different.
Well, Vince is that asshole.
Oh, that's true.
Who absolutely thinks that he can be mad at you for that.
Why does he care? Jericho's 50.
That is true. Why do you care about Jericho? He's out of shape, you know?
He's been declining for a long ass time now.
I agree.
Vince needs to be a little more open on that. If you want your wrestlers to stay, pay them. This is something that I would say to anyone in corporate America that you have to understand. If your employee has a better offer for someone from someone else, they're going to take it. Just like Vince isn't going to continue to pay a wrestler after they can't wrestle anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
It's that simple. Okay, how long did Vince pay Andre the Giant? Vince paid Andre the Giant until Andre couldn't wrestle anymore and then basically sent him home to die. So, you know, hey, Vince, that's who you are. So why shouldn't Chris Jericho go seek out better opportunities when it's available for him? It's that simple. And it's at a certain point in time, if it makes sense for Chris Jericho and Vince McMahon to work together again, then they do. It's that simple. This isn't that complicated, but Vince McMahon acts like he's some feudal lord and that you owe him your life and fealty until you die.
Well, he is, goddammit.
Oh, you don't want to finish that?
I don't even know how to react to that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you wanted to finish that.
Vince he thinks he owes you your loyalty until you die. He's your employer. As long as he's paying you, you owe him loyalty. When he stops paying you or stops giving you a competitive deal, then you don't owe him anything anymore. It's a two-way exchange. He paid you. You provided employment. You wrestled for him. You helped him make money. It's that simple.
I mean, he gave Chris Jericho a good offer. Jericho said it's not about the money to him anymore.
No, he wanted to build something.
So it was about creative control. It was about being able to actually go exercise, wrestle the way he wanted to, run his character the way he wanted to.
Oh,
in a style that he wanted to have.
100% agree. I don't know why. I mean, again, Chris Jericho runs his mouth a lot.
even I love Chris Jericho, but I mean, at the time when he was in, like Scott, we joke about it all the time. We didn't know he was that big back then. We hated it when he was champion, when he beat him on the same night. We never liked him back then. Now you look back at his career, it's like, oh, now he's now he's freaking awesome. You know, but at this point in his career, the amount of shit that he talks, other, it's like, dude, well, you're trash now. I mean, you don't really put on great matches now. You're old, man.
Yeah, he is old.
Jericho is that
nostalgia pop now.
But he's that guy who he's good enough in the ring still that you don't mind watching a Chris Jericho match. And he's still one of the best on the mic.
Well, he's on the mic, yes. I don't know about that in the ring, though.
Overall, I would rather see more of Chris Jericho than Baron Corbin. And Baron Corbin's better in the ring, but I would rather see more of Chris Jericho because he's just more entertaining. I have no desire to go see Baron Corbin. Just as an example, never have.
You will see him in WrestleMania. That match is back on. Speaking of the weekend, we're not covering just WrestleMania here. I want to talk about a little bit more stuff going on this weekend. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony. I'm going to name who's getting inducted into this thing, and I want you guys to give me your thoughts on this, if it's worthy of being inducted or you think it's a bunch of crap. We got Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Let's start with this guy for a minute. What did you do, dude? You carry Hulk Hogan's suitcase.
He was bigger back then.
I just don't think he's like, I think other guys could probably go in before him.
Well, you know, they almost put everybody in.
Well, here's the thing though. You put the Hart Foundation in after the dude's dead.
And they wouldn't even put him in by himself.
They should have been in.
But they didn't put him in by himself.
No, but they should have been in.
Jim Neidhart probably deserves to go in by himself.
I wouldn't go that far. We'll go that far. Because what a singles career did he have if he didn't have one?
Jim Neidhart, Jim the Anvil deserves to be in on his own. He's one of the tag team greats. And if that's all he is, that's enough. Because he's one of the tag team greats.
But it's the Hart Foundation. So yes, the Hart Foundation should go in together. Bret Hart has a successful singles career without Neidhart. Neidhart did not.
I'll give you an example of a guy who should be in just because of his work. Two guys, Tito Santana, tag team specialist, one of the best tag team wrestlers of all time.
Also a good singles career.
Yes, but for his work with Strikeforce, for his work as a tag team guy.
I don't even remember him in Strikeforce. I remember him as Intercontinental Champion. That's all I remember.
Marty Jannetty.
You can't
respect Marty Jannetty anymore for certain things that he said, but Marty Jannetty is one of the all-time greats as a tag team wrestler. But you talk about Brutus the Barber Beefcake. He's an average wrestler, but he was important in that 10-year run. You know, he had a cup of coffee in WCW, and he really didn't do much of anything there.
No.
It's marginal. I feel like Brutus the Barber is one of those guys that you remember.
He had a good character. He was the guy cutting all your hair.
Right.
Yeah.
Does he deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? It's marginal. I can be okay with it, but at the same point in time, if you told me he never makes the Hall of Fame,
I wouldn't be hurt by that.
There's another guy or two on here that I don't think deserves to be there. But
I agree.
I mean, when you do the Hall of Fame every single year, though, and it's part of your thing that you're putting in 7-8 people every single year and how many wrestlers you had. I mean, they didn't have that many live wrestlers back then in the day either.
Well, that's the problem.
It's not like the roster was as big as it is today. The roster was always small. So when you're putting in guys from the Hall of Fame, you can't put in guys around the roster today.
Well,
so
that's,
you know.
That's a massive problem because now you're getting down to a point where maybe you shouldn't be putting in 7 guys a year. Maybe you should be putting in 2 or 3.
To be fair, it's the 4. Wrestling Hall of Fame. You give them their time to shine. They did that to their own career. They come out for one day a year at that weekend, and they could say 10 words, 10 minutes about themselves.
But I'll ask you a question. Does Brutus the Barber Beefcake deserve to be in there any less than Hillbilly Jim? Hillbilly Jim's about as mediocre a wrestler as it gets.
I put them in the same
category.
He's
as mediocre. Hillbilly Jim is in the Hall of Fame, and I don't understand why.
Yeah, I put them in the same.
I think Hacksaw Jim Duggan's in the Hall of Fame.
He had a huge pop, though.
Heck, is Hacksaw Jim Duggan in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
I think he is. And what did he ever do?
Oh!
Right. Yeah, he should not be in there either. So certain people, just throw them in there just to fill the void. Hart Foundation, I agree with, but as a tag team, I don't know who the Sue Atkinson is, somebody that worked for them or something. I guess we find out.
You're going to win the Warrior Award. I mean, that's not a wrestler.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Harlem Heat should be in there for sure.
Yes.
Torrey Wilson, not so much. Sorry. Honky Tonk Man, I agree with. NDX, yes. But it's funny.
I don't know if I agree with the Honky Tonk Man.
Yeah, Intercontinental Champion. Yeah, I agree with
that. I mean, he had the Intercontinental with the longest reign ever.
I give him, just based on that alone.
I agree with you on that. I agree with you that they put the belt on this guy for a long time.
Yeah.
He was a fat, bad Elvis impersonator.
He was, but.
He wasn't that good in the ring.
His character for that
era. He couldn't sing.
Era. But his character for that era was.
He's a Honky Tonk good. Man. Honky Tonk. I'm cool. I'm cocky. I'm bad.
I'm bad.
DX, yes. But here's the thing.
That includes X-Pac.
It includes China, who's dead. And that's the only way China's getting in.
China will get in on her own eventually.
I don't think
she will. Not as long as Stephanie McMahon lives.
I think she will, dude. I think this is their way of getting her in. I think this is the way of getting her in.
Going back to that Torrey Wilson when you said that. If you go look up her record, dude, she lost like 3 matches ever.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
If you remember, dude, she was so over. And at the time she was there, there was no women wrestler. They had brand spritz at that time. Like, it was never her versus Trish or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, she was on the opposite brand for a very, very long time. Dude, she was a champion too, but she like never lost.
It's really kind of crazy. What is your criteria for putting someone into the Hall of Fame? Do they have to be just over with the fans? Do they have to have accomplishments? Because then, does the Junkyard Dog get in? I think the Junkyard Dog is in. Coco Beware is in.
Yeah.
Why is Coco Beware in? The bird is more famous than the wrestler.
You got some cats that shouldn't be in there.
I mean, I don't understand. It's like, there's guys like Rey Mysterio. As soon as he's eligible, should be in. If Rey Mysterio isn't a first ballot Hall of Famer, there's a problem.
What is the first ballot? How long do you have to wait?
Right. I don't even know there's a rule on this. Ric Flair was in before he was retired, right?
Adrian right away. Kurt Angle retired, came back, wrestled some more, now you're retiring again. You gonna put him in there again?
Right. I'm just saying, there are certain guys, it's a no-brainer, you know. Other guys, I don't know. I mean, it's Brutus the Barber Beefcake, Coco Beware, Hillbilly Jim. You're getting to the real marginal spots.
Question
here.
For you. How many times has Shawn Michaels been in? How many rings Shawn Michaels got? You have one for himself, right? One for DX. Ric Flair will have two because he got himself and then the four.
Michaels could get 3 if they put the Rockers in.
I mean, but think about it though. Triple H already has one for Evolution. Did Evolution get one?
No,
not Evolution.
No,
but they will eventually. So Triple H will have one for. Okay, I know what I was thinking about. I think about the click when they got the rings when they gave it to Scott Hall. Scott Hall in there?
Oh, yeah.
For the NWO?
Hall's in, Nash is in.
Okay. The NWO is in there.
Hey, do they put the Rock and Sock connection in to get those two in?
NWO is not?
No. NWO is not in. Hall is in on his own. Hall Nash is in on his own.
And they came in there and gave, okay, did the thing. Okay, I got it now.
Boy, that would be a way to get X-Pac in twice.
Yeah.
But if you put the NWO in, how many people do you have to put in? At one point, there was like 47 people in the NWO.
The NWO would be Hogan, Hall,
and did they ever put the Macho Man in?
I believe so.
Yes, they did.
When did they finally do that?
Because 2015 or 16.
Yeah, Macho Man's in. Stephanie's like, Macho Man.
His brother, the Genius, was his inductor.
Rumor that.
I wasn't going there on that one.
I'm just asking.
Macho Man.
Hey, Vince. I know some you don't know, Vince. Yeah.
Yeah, snapped her in half like a Slim Jim.
All right, let's talk about WrestleMania's length, man. We're looking at like
eight hours long.
2 days. WrestleMania this year will be 2 days long. With no intermissions. Just sit there. WrestleMania will be longer than Avengers Endgame.
It seriously needs an intermission.
Times 2.
It really needs an intermission.
You know what they need to do? They just need to get rid of the pre-show.
I don't care how much you like wrestling. There is no way you can want to get there at 5 p.m., 4 p.m.
WrestleMania.
For a first match at 5 p.m. That's not going to end until midnight.
7 to midnight is fine.
WrestleMania
5 to midnight
will
is
be
ridiculous.
Longer than Avengers, Age of Ultron, Infinity Wars, and Endgame.
The you know, the problem is they need to get rid of those stupid ass memorial, the Andre the Giant memorial ones, and whatever it was.
What is the point of the Andre the Giant memorial battle royal to see a terrible statue of Andre the Giant?
It's a way to get wrestlers to be seen on the card. That's all it is.
But they're all mad about that. Every last one of them.
I know they are, but they're getting paid. So do your job.
Well, they all want to be on the card because they get a bonus for being on the card.
Yeah.
It's probably written into their contract. There's a bonus for making certain pay-per-views.
Let's go back for a minute. I want to talk about the women's title. The women's tag titles.
No. I mean, I'm concerned. Are they going to be able to get them out of jail in time?
I'm talking about the tag. That was a horrible.
Ronda Rousey's scheduled to be on the Today Show Thursday, but we don't know.
That was funny yet corny segment. We'll talk about that.
Think it was funny. I said it was the most absurd segment ever, sent me a GIF of Mark Henry going, "No." But at least that was funny.
I was reading message boards just to see other people's reaction. It was half and half. A lot of people like that. I don't know how.
Dan. We'll go back to
my great message to send kids. Resist arrest and assault cops and nothing bad will happen.
This is why it was good. Because the girls sold it. The cops were horrible. The girls had fun doing that. You tell they had fun doing
that. Calm down, ladies. Calm down.
They had fun doing that. And the part where Rhonda got kicked in the head with the knee. Because... I'm sorry, that was funny.
The actors they had playing cops absolutely terrible.
That was horrible.
They should have just paid some actual
Pay some bouncers or something to dress up as cops or something. But that was bad. It was crazy. I liked the way Becky Lynch kicked the radio. When the cop tried to pick it up, she kicked it out of his way, couldn't get it. That was funny. It was pretty funny.
I thought it was very cheesy in the end.
It was, but it was funny to the point where...
Your go home raw like that. Look, let Becky
maybe
go up there.
Be better tonight.
But let Becky go up there and keep shit talking the way she's been doing it, because that's the best part.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Should have just let her said some stupid stuff about her and Charlotte's fake boobs, and it would have been for.
Oh, that
would have
been nice. That would be classic right there. That would be classic. For the first time ever, a women's match will main event WrestleMania. We talked about that in previous podcasts. That was a rumor going on, and now we see Vince's long game coming to an end. I'm going to say this right now before we do our predictions. If Becky doesn't go over, they've did all this for nothing. For nothing. Because now it's whoever wins gets both belts. Now they're unifying the titles, or are you just going to carry around two belts all day? That's my question after WrestleMania. Is it going to be, I'm going on both shows because I got the title for both. I got both shows on lock. Because I'm the man? Or is Ronda going to have both titles on, like I say, I'm running SmackDown and Raw? I don't see Charlotte winning it at all. I do see them screwing Becky and having it stay on Ronda, but I don't see Charlotte winning both belts.
I don't see how. See, here's the problem with putting Becky in this match. You're paying Ronda Rousey a lot of money. You want her to be the face of your company. You didn't main event WrestleMania with this women's title match to showcase Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch. Ronda Rousey is main eventing WrestleMania. And I don't see how you bring her in on her 1 year, pretty much her 1 year anniversary, almost a little more than 1 year in, and not have her win both belts. I think it's a mistake.
I don't think so.
I think it was bad handling of the Becky Lynch character. The right thing to do is to put Becky Lynch over, because Ronda Rousey doesn't need to be put over. She's always over by virtue of being Ronda Rousey. This is a chance to establish Becky Lynch. You have your legitimate then top three in the women's division, and you don't have a Brock Lesnar problem if you do this. But I think Ronda Rousey's going to win this. And they're going to try to do it in a way that protects the Becky Lynch character, because Charlotte's already over and Ronda is always over as being Ronda. So they're going to try to protect the Becky Lynch, the man character. But I can't fathom how anything going down at WrestleMania doesn't involve Ronda Rousey walking out victorious.
I mean, I'm with TJ. If they don't put it on Becky Lynch, it's what you've been doing with Brock Lesnar for years by putting him over every single time when no one wants to see him over. I mean, it'd be terrible.
But they made that mistake with Brock Lesnar. They still don't think they've made a mistake with the way they've handled Brock Lesnar. And so why would they think they'd be making a mistake by doing it with Ronda Rousey? They don't think they've made a mistake. They think the Brock Lesnar thing is good. They They cannot understand why people don't like the Brock Lesnar character. They don't get it. They think they've done that correctly.
Yeah, I don't know what that. I know Gronk's showing up at WrestleMania, though.
They think heat. They think heat on a champion. They think what they've done is to create a permanent heel in Brock Lesnar. And they think that that is good because it gets the universe talking about how much they hate Brock Lesnar. So anytime the universe is at least talking, that's good. It's probably the same reason they kept throwing Roman Reigns in matches. It's moving the needle.
Oh, man, that's horrible.
Don't be surprised if Ronda Rousey wins that match at all.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's the wrong thing,
but I would be shocked if anyone but Ronda Rousey won that match. Just like the most obvious thing in the world is that Kofi Kingston gets over at WrestleMania. Not going to happen.
What?
Nah.
What'd you say? Not going to happen.
Nope.
Man, stop the madness, bro. Stop the madness.
They're going to do it to everybody, Scott. They're not letting anybody get over?
Come on, man.
All the heels are winning on WrestleMania night?
Come on, man. Come on. Now we going.
Is Ronda a heel?
Ronda is the heel. Yes. And she's loving it. This is better for Ronda. This is perfect. Ooh, it's going to be good. This is perfect. Wait a minute. Who are the Usos fighting at WrestleMania?
They don't have a match.
Are you? What?
They took the tag matches off. There was rumor because the Hardy Boys were putting it on their webpage. I thought they were going to make like one tag team match be a TLC match. Which, what a match it would be, by the way. A TLC match with the Usos, New Day, and...
No, there's no way you're going to sit there and have Kofi fighting the New Day ain't fighting at all.
Initially, they took it off. I think they're going to add one tonight on SmackDown.
They have to. This might be setting up right here.
By the way, no, I don't think all the heels are going to win. I see some faces winning, but I just...
The three main heels you think are winning. You just said Daniel Bryan.
The WWE has found a way. The WWE has repeatedly, over and over and over again... demonstrated that they find out what the WWE universe wants to see and then refuses to do that.
I mean, it's all part of what they did when they came out and said, we're going to give you what you want. And then said, we're not giving you nothing.
Not every time. Daniel Bryan won at WrestleMania 30. Stone Cold won back in the day over the Rockets. I mean, I'm just saying.
Back in the Attitude Era, they made a lot more of a conscious effort to give the fans what they wanted instead of what should have happened.
Well, they had to because they were in a war. They're not in a war now. This will come back again when AEW, if AEW takes off.
They have smartest guy in the room syndrome going on right now, where somewhere along the line, they brought in the Hollywood writers who just want to tell a story instead of reading the room and what the fans wanted. But it's gotten to the point where they've almost absolutely started doing the exact opposite of what the WWE universe wants to see.
So, by the way, that is a big rumor, by the way, that Kofi Kingston won't win that match, but because the New Day turns on him.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, it would be tragedy. Trust me. Of all things at that pay-per-view, Becky Lynch and Kofi Kingston better win. Even if they screw Seth Rollins and make Brock Lesnar win.
See, I think that's where you're going to get your bone thrown. I think Seth Rollins is going to walk out of there the winner. I also think you're going to get a bone thrown your way with Finn Balor. And I think they're going to look at you and say...
Everyone knows Finn Balor is winning that fight.
He's going to his demon. He's winning. There's no way.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't lose as the Demon King. But...
Lashley has no chance of winning that fight.
What they're going to think is... And they'll probably have AJ Styles get over. And they're going to sit there and say, look, we gave you those three. And they're going to say, isn't that enough? I think Ronda Rousey is getting over. And I think Daniel Bryan, Captain Planet Daniel Bryan, is getting over.
I disagree. We'll talk about that.
Captain Planet, he's our hero.
Talk about that in a minute.
Worst superhero ever.
Leave Daniel Bryan alone with his earthly ass. Leave the earth alone.
I love the planet, so I cut down a tree to make my belt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of bad.
That belt's made out of like, what was it? Some kind of hemp?
It's the worst belt in the history of the WWE.
Yeah, Seriously, though, I think they're trying. I think that might happen tonight, though, but because the Hardy Boys kind of leaked it on their thing that they wanted another TLC match. And I think they might do that, where it's Hardy Boys. They should, personally. The Hardy Boys, New Day, Usos, and possibly even Aleister Black and Ricochet. That'd be a sweet-ass match.
Yeah.
WWE should book that match. But even if they didn't put Aleister in them in it, I mean, come on.
I mean, there's only 14 matches scheduled right now for WrestleMania. There's certainly room for four more.
Well, they had 17.
I got 15.
Did I miscount that?
The Women's Battle Royal.
I thought I had them in.
15.
Well, in that cruiserweight match, they can get rid of, though.
Absolutely.
I keep counting 14. But maybe it is 15. Either way. Yeah. You know what's funny? I had a non-wrestling friend over the house, non-wrestling fan friend, and was watching wrestling, and the cruiserweight match was on. And he thought it was the greatest thing he'd ever seen. He was just blown away by what was going on with the cruiserweight matches because it was something just completely different. And it astounds me that the WWE can't do cruiserweight wrestling correctly. How do you screw this up? When a cruiserweight match is done correctly, it is the most exciting match of the night. It absolutely is. I mean, come on. A good cruiserweight match. You put a guy like Ricochet. Ricochet should probably be a cruiserweight, right? Reminds you of the old school cruiserweights, right?
He reminds me of Rey
Mysterio. You take Ricochet and Rey Mysterio in his prime. Put those guys in a 40-minute match. What's going to be better? That match or John Cena versus Brock Lesnar? It's that match all day long.
Yeah, all day.
What do you want to see? Dean Malenko. Remember the Dean Malenko-Rey Mysterio battle at Halloween Havoc? It's one of the greatest matches in wrestling history. You're telling me that that's not going to be a better match than Finn Balor versus Bobby Lashley? Look, the worst, you want to know what the worst match on the card is going to be? I can tell you right now, the worst match on this card. Triple H versus Batista.
No way.
I think it's going to be a good match.
It's going to be a good match, dude. No holds barred. It's one of the only matches that has a stipulation.
There's going
to
be some fake sledgehammer swings and some stuff out of the that makes it look that way. But those as far as actual action, that's going
to
be terrible.
Those are two very close to.
Look at the screen. HD, look at that.
Awesome. Attitude Era.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's on Hulu, dude.
Guys in a match, dude. I mean, come on. No way. I'm actually, that's one of the matches I'm actually, one of the
Batista
four or five matches I'm actually looking forward to.
Batista hasn't worked in the ring in how long?
I love the promo, though. Hunter, kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
Put the shades back on. I'm like, oh, that was perfectly done, though.
Hey,
before, when he was spitting the microphone, that was kind of weird.
I want him to show up as Drax.
Stupid.
Dude, but I think question, it's
going to
shock.
Why is Gamora?
They're going to shock you, dude.
I think
it's also better that those two guys are fighting each other.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be a bad show.
When you got two guys that are the same.
Actually, I'm sorry. Situation. Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin will probably be the worst match.
Still don't think that match is going down.
You could be right about that. Now, I
think Cena's going to show up and like something's going to happen to Baron Corbin and he's going to end up fighting Cena or somebody like that.
Or the Undertaker.
Or that.
Taker might show up.
They say Taker's showing up to destroy Elias during his musical or whatever. Okay, that'd be awesome.
NXT TakeOver real fast here. These matches are pretty good. Velveteen Dream and Matt Riddle, bro, for the NXT North American Championship. That's assuming it's a good match, both good workers here. You have your tag team. These guys are working like crazy, Ricochet and Aleister Black.
Yep.
They on SmackDown, Raw, and NXT.
Yep.
And they probably gonna be at Mania at some point too. At some level.
Both of those guys should have a long singles career in front of them. Ricochet right now is the best young wrestler in WWE.
Yeah.
Most entertaining wrestler in WWE right now. They need to push Ricochet like they are as hard as they can.
Well, they got a tag match for NXT Championship for their the War Raiders against Aleister Black and Ricochet. That's happening Friday night. You got Pete Dunne versus Walter. Are you fucking
the one guy is the English Walter? Champion, right?
Pete,
it's for the belt.
Pete Dunne is the bruiserweight guy.
It's for the UK championship.
Walter sounds like the old days when you had the jobber come in. It was like, and now the Macho Man versus
Tim Smith.
You know, walk to the light. You know, walk to the light. Those fake security guards that we have in wrestling. They get beat up by the women. That's what he looked like. Probably was him last night getting beat up by Ronda. This is going to be good. Fatal four-way for the Women NXT Championship. Ooh.
Dude, the Bianca Blair chick, she uses her hair as a weapon. See
that. I've seen that before. That might be a good match right there. That's probably going to be the match of the night, honestly.
No.
Okay. The women's match of the night. The women's match of the night. Because this right here, Gargano versus Cole, 2 out of 3 falls.
Woo. That's
gonna be crazy.
It's gonna be awesome.
It's about time to bring Gargano up to
the main roster. You know why he went back down is because Ciampa got hurt.
Ciampa got hurt. This right here, hear me now, might be the match of the weekend.
Oh yeah.
I'll tell you right now, if you're only gonna watch one card, watch the NXT.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's gonna be much better. They don't fear taking a risk.
Triple H don't feel taking a risk.
It's going to be, and these guys are all fighting to make their name still. It's going to be the better card.
And Cole match is going to be almost an hour long.
Yes.
And it's going to be badass. Yes.
Nothing WWE puts on this year, next year, or in 2021 is probably going to be as good as that Gargano-Cole match.
Right.
Yeah, nothing they've done in the last 3 years is probably going to be as good as that match. Yep.
If you don't watch NXT... If you're going to watch it one time, watch it for the freaking takeovers.
Yes.
The best thing that WWE puts out.
They said it too in their promos. They say we're the number one brand.
Oh, they know it.
They said that.
The most entertaining wrestling going on today from watching the wrestling aspect of it. If you're just there to watch wrestling.
Now,
here's going on in NXT.
SmackDown is scheduled to go to Fox next year, correct?
Yeah.
Did you hear what Fox said?
I heard rumors about a third hour.
You hear what Fox said, though?
No.
We don't want PG.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We want you to go up, amp it up. We want NXT-type stuff over here.
Stephanie McMahon has lost the battle, and the PG era is going to end. You're seeing signs of this already.
Yes.
Kiss my ass, Hunter. It's the PG era. You're not going to get an Attitude era back, but you're going to find something that lives in PG-13 and treads on the line of rated R occasionally.
I like that. Dude, I can deal with that.
The more I think about that, do you know how sweet that promo is? And he literally said 6 words in the entire thing.
He showed the highlight video, which he has not beat. Hunter has not beat him.
I mean, he's just, dude, it's crazy. Like,
hey, Hunter, kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
And he looked right at the camera. The camera guy too said, hey, Hunter.
Now, his promo like 2 weeks ago
was horrible.
Scared the shit out of me, dude. I mean, I'm looking at
him. Give me what I want.
I'm like, bro.
Give me what I want. Give me what I want.
Is that spit supposed to be there right now?
Hey, Triple H came back next week, though.
He was just spitting on his own face on purpose. I'm like, what is going on, dude?
The next week, Triple H came back and said, thanks for the tech guys and give me that microphone. Day spell over. That was funny. That was funny.
Dude, I mean, oh my gosh.
Give me what I want. Give me what I want.
It's like a psycho.
Give me what I want. Give me what I want. Give me what I want. It's hilarious.
I think that the WWE is slowly going to gravitate back towards being a more entertaining product to watch. But I think it's going to be a process.
Give me what I want.
Dude, I can just keep picturing it.
Give us what we want.
This whole
give us the air. Give us what we want. Give us what we want.
Did you see it, Scott?
Did not.
Oh, we'll have to show you after, God, dude. Because it was weird. It was like creepy at the same time. Like, is he really just going to continue to say that?
That's all he said. No,
it's just like everywhere on him, the microphone.
Give me what I want.
Oh, my gosh. What a great one.
Oh, my God.
You have to show it to me after we're done with the show.
Oh, my God. It's coming up on Google. Batista, give me what I want. I swear to God.
Nice.
I put Batista that came up. Give me what I want.
So since there is like 28 matches, we should probably start picking the matches. Otherwise, we might be here till midnight ourselves.
Yeah, I think we got to move on with that because if we want to be towards keeping this to an hour, we probably got to start picking matches. So you want to get us into that, T?
I'm ready to get you into that, buddy.
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
We should add NXT's card to this.
You want to?
No.
I think that's a lot.
No, I'm just kidding.
Let's go with this.
Maybe the Gargano fight?
We're going to do that. We're going to do this on text later with the NXT. All right. But this right here for the belt. So the belt. Oh, I got to go back to this one page right here first of all. Sorry about that, guys. Sorry about that. We'll get to that Batista thing in a minute after we're done with the show here. All right, here we go. Women's Battle Royal. This counts as a match, guys. Okay, so far, We got the confirmed entrance going to be Asuka, Carmella, Naomi, Lana, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Nikki Cross, Dana Brooke, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, Seth, Sir Logan, Mickey James, and Vega. That's so far. Do you think any of these people I named will be the winner, or will it be somebody else? Now you can say one of these else. Or somebody else. No matter who it is now, we'll know all in there. If you got somebody else and that somebody else wins other these people, that's a point.
It's kind of like taking the field.
Taking the field. Taking the names on the screen here or somebody else.
What is the actual winner of this battle royal get?
Nothing.
A big,
I won the battle royal. I'm on SmackDown or Raw.
Powerbombed off a table by Bubba Ray.
Yeah, I'm on SmackDown Raw next day saying I won the women's battle royal.
No, I'm gonna go with someone on here.
You can go with Asuka, ain't you?
Nope.
She deserves something. She's lost. Rumor is also that Asuka will entrance. Cost Charlotte the belt.
Asuka's the ninth
entrance. Asuka will interfere in the match.
That would be terrible.
I'm going to say I'm torn between two people right now.
They better not end it like it. Got to be a winner. It might be disqualification, and then they come back out and say it must continue. Must have a winner.
No, that'd be terrible, if Asuka gets anywhere near that main event, it's terrible.
It's true.
Get her ass out of there. I was glad she did lose that fight. I knew why they did it. You had to lessen that card. Because I mean, if you have 18 fights at the same time, trying to get them in 7 hours, even you can't have good fights. Because you know you're going to have different segments. And that's what WrestleMania is about. You tune in for the extra segments as well. Like Elias's segment. I hope that's freaking awesome. I was hoping The Rock interrupts him. But, it is what it is. You know Alexa Bliss is going to have some stuff go down. I'm sure Strowman's doing something with those two idiots from the other thing. But, I mean,
Strowman's
and obviously you hope you have other stuff
there. Dude, he's scary jacked right there. Now. He used to just be a big dude who was brute strong.
Yeah, and he's wasting them.
The dude is
again cut. Dude. Look at this dude's WrestleMania career.
Horrible.
He won a tag team title last year with a 9-year-old.
Can you get a man a damn belt?
Do you guys remember a year ago I told you that he was going to be the new Big Show where they never figure out how to use him? That's exactly what he's going to be. He's going to be the Big Show where they never figure out how to use the most talented wrestler they have.
Yeah. Horrible. Go back to your. I'm sorry. I was.
Yeah, sorry.
I just, when you said asking,
there's two people that I'm torn between picking here because I think they both need to be re-legitimized because they've been buried and this is a way to do that.
Give me what I want.
But I'm going to go with Carmella. Carmella has been demoted to being R-Truth's backup dancer.
That's horrible.
That is.
And it's ridiculous because she did a great job as the women's champion. And I think you need to kind of bring her back from the dead somehow. And I think this is how you do it. Even though
that's an interesting pick,
it did nothing for Naomi last year, this is one of those things like
for anybody.
No, but I'm going to go with Carmella.
It doesn't do anything.
At least you show she has some legitimacy again if she wins.
Look at all the men's winners. What is it? Ruined all of their careers. Mojo Rawley won, and
Matt Hardy
didn't even get a fight. Right, he retired a day later.
So I'm going to go with Carmella.
What do you got, B?
I'm going off the sheet, ooh, so I will take the field. But for bonus points, I'm taking Lacey Evans.
For the record, worst segment in WWE history.
Let me
history.
Tell you something. They are high as hell on Lacey Evans.
She ain't wrestled yet.
For the record, she's a great wrestler.
I ain't seen her wrestle. I go with
she wrestled at the Rumble. She wrestled at the Rumble.
It's like the WWE's Rickrolling itself with her.
I'm saying I'm taking the field. But that's who I think is going to enter that fight. That's who I think they come down there late with.
Okay.
Or does she end up costing Ronda the belt somehow by just coming out there in the women's title match?
From what I heard was they almost were going to put her in considering putting her in the title fight against Asuka because Vince McMahon fucking loves her.
She ain't done nothing. This is like when What's-Her-Name was turning into What's-Her-Name and they just did the promos for her for like six
months.
It's
what they like about her. It's what they like about her.
Who was the female wrestler they were changing her name?
Lana.
No, not Lana.
Oh,
Evelina or something?
The chick who's not there anymore. Emma.
Emma. From Emma to Emelina.
Yeah,
and they did like 6 months of this for her to go away.
For the record, she might show up at WrestleMania.
I'm going with the field, man. I'm going with the field. I don't think anybody in this is going to win it. All right, men's Andre Giant Memorial Battle Royal, which is really dumb. Strowman, the guy Saturday Night Live, going to be there. Andreas, Cruz, O'Neal, Tyler Breeze, Jinder Mahal.
Jobber Mahal.
No Way Jose.
Lucha Bobby House Roode, Party.
Chad Gable, Lucha House Party. Oh, my God. Bo Dallas, Kurt Axel, Heath Slater, Rhino, Victor?
Ali.
What is going on? Ali, Shelton Benjamin, Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson, Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy, Otis, Tucker, and EC3.
This looks horrible.
I got my winner.
They all start in the ring at the same time in this, don't they? So Titus O'Neil can't do a slide under the ring again. Braun Strowman.
Man, I really want to take Otis because that dude's fucking hilarious from Heavy Machinery. The big guy who does the worm and shit. That dude is awesome. And I think that tag team is going to be great. But I'm going to, I mean, this has to be like a duo thing because I can't pick one of them not knowing the other one. But I'm taking the fucking stupid ass Saturday Night Live guys.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, they've, look at that match. They've hyped that whole thing the entire weekend going into that match. It can only be Braun Strowman or the Saturday Night Live guys. Somehow I'm going to take the Saturday Night Live guys.
All right. I'm going out on a limb and I'm going with somebody that is not even confirmed to be in a match. Luke Harper.
All right. Interesting pick. It's a bold move, Colin. Let's see how it plays out.
He's appeared in house shows already.
That's a bold move, Cotton.
They say he's due to come back.
There's 27 names on that list, and you picked one of three that's not there in the field.
There we go. God, this is horrible. Buddy Murphy and Tony Nese for the Cruiserweight title.
I'm going to take Buddy Bliss.
I'm going to take Buddy. Who gives a fuck? No, Buddy Murphy.
Who gives a fuck for 1,000, Alex?
Who is the Cruiserweight champion?
Yeah, it's horrible, man.
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go. Now we're getting to the nitty gritty here. Dude. Kurt Angle.
Your mother, Trebek.
Kurt Angle and Baron Corbin.
There's no, I don't think it's actually going to be Baron Corbin, but I can't see Kurt Angle losing his retirement match. Even though Vince McMahon's an asshole, so he might do it to him, but I'm taking old ass Kurt Angle, who, by the way, couldn't even put a fucking ankle lock on Baron Corbin on the ramp to end Monday Night Raw. He had to sit there and click, turn over, dude. Hey, I got to put the foot back here, this side. Ah, ankle lock time. Like, holy shit, Kurt. Like, we almost got it cut off the air because you took 6 minutes to put him in the ankle lock. Baron even had to look over his shoulder to see what was going.
Poor
did you
Kurt,
see,
man.
Time did you see,
just,
by the way, time who did just, he drop on his fucking head because he couldn't even do the Olympic slam last week on SmackDown, dude? Was it Randy Orton? Dude, somebody he picked up and literally dropped him. He couldn't even get him on the other side. It was bad.
I'm going to go with Kurt Angle. This one seems like a no-brainer.
I'm going to say Angle, too, because I just can't see him going out to Baron Corbin. I can't even see him. I originally thought it was going to be John Cena. With Angle still going over, because John Cena can take a loss at WrestleMania and still come back from that and wrestle a couple more years, and it's okay.
I don't know, after last year. Dude,
but, John Cena hasn't won a fight in like 4 years.
Yeah, that's true.
John I'm Cena is Angle. Jobber Cena.
You know what's
right
even
now?
Worse about John Cena, real quick though, dude? He's like his promos for the past 3 years going into the past 2 years where he hasn't even been there was, I'm always here, hustle loyalty, respect, I'm never going to Hollywood, never doing this. He literally did that.
Yeah,
he literally shows up every 6 months and he loses every single time.
He missed the Rumble,
and he loses in embarrassing fashion. He didn't even put on good fights,
dude. I can't believe that he agreed to just get squashed by the Undertaker.
That was worse
in a
too.
Minute and a half.
The Undertaker's here, so he ran back to the back and came out 3 hours later to lose in 6 minutes.
Losing even 6 minutes, that's generous.
6 seconds.
Yeah. I think this will be one of the top three matches of the night: Miz versus Shane. Falls count anywhere.
This will be the Miz. After Shane McMahon jumps off something like 60 feet in the air and Shane has to take a vacation for 4 months to recover while he's in the hospital. Bonus points. What bone does Shane break in this match? What organ does he damage? But the Miz.
Tough for me to make this pick because I love both of these guys right now.
Yeah.
Shane McMahon's one of my... He's actually one of my favorite wrestlers on top of it. the dude. And why? Because he's literally, there's Mankind and there's Shane fucking McMahon. The two biggest lunatics in the history of fucking WWE. I would love to pick him. I'm going to take The Miz because Shane McMahon never fucking wins anymore.
I think Jeff Hardy's up there. But if you're talking about the craziest
lunatics. He's up there doing stuff. But the guys that put that.
Oh, yeah. Shane is the new. Shane is the new
dude, Mankind. I don't, he's jumped off the cell twice since he's returned. That's stupid. I don't care if their tables are like made of fucking blow up mattress shit now. But I mean, that's insane. Taking The Miz.
All right. Miz it is. I got The Miz too. All right, here we go. We got a women's championship for a tag team. Bayley and Banks, Beth Phoenix and Natalya, Jackson Tamina and the Iconics.
Worst fatal four-way ever.
Iconic! No, I'm not taking them, by the way. I just wanted to say it.
This is... who gives a shit? Boston Hug Connection.
Why do you say it like that, man?
Channeling Adam Sandler.
Alex, I know I already chose who gives a shit for 1,000, but I'm thinking who gives a shit for 800 here. I
love gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?
That's not possible, sir.
Who do you guys
say? I beg to differ. Oh man.
Just start quoting Happy Gilmore for the rest of the show.
I gotta say myself, you came out with this women's tag team championship and the match you gave. I understand Tamina and Nia Jax and even Natalya and Beth Phoenix. How are the Iconics in this match?
Iconic.
I get it that they honestly are probably the only traditional tag team that they have as women on there. They literally came up that way. But they, I won't say that Peyton Royce sucks, but the way you've done them is they're scaredy cats.
Discount Bellas are discount.
But they're Bellas, but like they run away from everybody. Like they don't even want to fight.
Flea mode.
It's weird. I'm going to take the Boston Hugs Connection, but I mean, dude, you could have put Trish and Lita in that over the Iconics since you got the Glamazon there.
It didn't need to be a fatal four way.
Shout out to Ed.
Oh, delete.
Close.
That was a good Matt Hardy. That was a good Matt Hardy.
OJ, you guys at?
I took the Boston Hug Connection.
Okay, Billy, you know.
I feel like that belt's going to sit on them for a long time because they don't know what else to do with those two.
Lee wants to answer it. Samoa Joe, Rey Mysterio. Come on, man. Really?
You know, the logical part of my brain says this should be Samoa Joe in a walk, but this is the Rey Mysterio victory tour in his victory lap, and they haven't given him anything yet, so I'm going to go with Rey Mysterio.
I mean, Rey Mysterio just got destroyed by Baron Corbin for some reason on Monday Night Raw. So that was weird. I don't understand what that was all about. Hard to pick against one of my personal favorite wrestlers of all time. But they've done him so dirty since coming back. Another guy, I feel bad that he... Because the dude can still fucking wrestle. And you do him dirty every single fucking week.
Yeah, I don't know what... They had no plan to bring him back. They're just like, we'll throw Rey Mysterio out for a pop. Yeah, like, what is the plan with him? That's why I feel like he almost has to win here.
They want to do something with Samoa Joe. He's the younger one. He's the guy they brought up. I mean, it'd be almost just as dirty to make him lose at this point. I'm going to take Samoa Joe. But I hope I lose because I hope Rey Mysterio wins. But I'm going Samoa Joe.
I got Joe, too. I can't see Rey winning that belt.
Oh, you had Joe, too?
No, I took Rey.
Come on, man. You crazy.
It's the Rey, this is his victory lap. This is his one last lap through WWE before retiring.
Man, get on.
Got to have some plan for him. He now, can't for the just record, be going out as enhancement talent.
I think they're doing something with his son.
Oh, yeah.
You know Rey's son is a wrestler.
Really?
Yeah. And that's Rey supposedly came back if WWE took his kid in the training center.
Interesting.
So, and they keep putting his son on, you know, on the air.
Very interesting.
If you noticed it. I think he has something to do with
it. All right.
This.
So we got Lashley against the Demon.
Demon.
Really?
We got Demon King.
We got to do this match. Okay, we're done.
Sorry, almighty. Bobby Lashley.
Can Bobby Lashley just go away?
No.
Please?
No.
Can he fight against Jinder Mahal in a loser leaves town match?
No. Next up, we have Triple H and Batista.
We spent 6 seconds on that. I mean, demon.
Well, you know, I would believe that Batista was winning this match, except there's this stipulation that the game has to retire and can never wrestle again.
Just for the record, don't believe in the stipulations, because you know how many retirement matches
I've had Mankind for people, was and supposed to never be retired. Mattered. Well, Ric Flair never fought again, but I mean,
it wasn't a Shawn retirement. Michaels that never fought again. That was already known as, and by the way, he did fight again.
Eventually, 10 years later.
Yeah. Oh no, Ric Flair fought like 6 months later in some weird ass TNA stupid shit.
This is really hard to pick when you try to get the motivation of each man, because for Batista to come back to lose, he doesn't need the money. To come back to lose, I don't know about if his ego lets him do that, and I can't see Triple H's ego letting him lose.
Triple H has lost a lot of WrestleMania.
Yeah, but letting him lose and his career being over and going out taking an L, his career ending taking an L, I know he thinks he'll figure out a way to get it back. I don't know. I'm going to go with Triple H because I can't see the man running WWE ending his career with an L at WrestleMania.
Well, his career, look, I don't know if they're trying to set up a storyline beyond this point. A little bit of a feud with Batista and Triple H somehow, because that stipulation does nothing but, I think most people would say, I'm going to pick Triple H because of the stipulation. But in past, they've had these stipulations on there a million times and someone has lost and then they're still on there next week. They're like, oh, bye-bye, see you later. And they go, oh, you have one more chance.
I mean, it would make
sense. They always do stupid stuff like that.
It would make sense for Triple H to use this as a transition point out of on-screen performance, period, and get, you know, out of wrestling and not doing the once or twice a year fighting stuff. He's at that point of his career. That's all he's going to do. But I don't know. I don't see his ego letting that happen. Could be wrong.
Hey, Hunter.
Hunter?
Kiss my ass.
Hunter.
I'm taking.
We all hunters?
I'm taking Batista.
What? Seriously?
Yes.
Wow.
Because again, I think it goes more down that line.
And
that they're Scott, doing something else with it.
Yep.
All right. Ooh. Styles and Orton. I think it's gonna be a good match.
AJ Styles. I'm not sure I agree with it. Randy Orton has been nothing but enhancement talent in recent years and criminally misused, but I think AJ Styles wins here.
I'm going with the Viper.
Viper?
The RKO out of nowhere.
I'm going to go with Styles. Okay, we got Roman Reigns and McIntyre. Ooh.
Roman Reigns.
There's no way to get Roman Reigns back from leukemia. He loses his first big match.
Reigns.
Roman Reigns all the way across here. Woo.
Daniel Does anyone Bryan. Really care about that match, by the way?
No.
Nope. Can I say it for a third time? Who gives a shit?
The Finn Balor one, but that one to me, it's like, you could have just, I get it. You wanted to put two big names. Why not put them in? But the feud is terrible.
Who gives a shit?
What the hell did you do with Dean Ambrose, by the way?
I know.
He didn't even get a WrestleMania. Is he in the memorial thing?
I don't see him in there.
You think he comes in? I think he comes in during that Roman Reigns fight.
Could be.
I think something happens with that.
Could be.
Or he comes in during the Brock Lesnar Seth Rollins fight.
Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston.
In the biggest fuck you to the WWE universe of the night, Captain Planet wins this fight.
Okay. Oh, Cleveland!
I'm going with Kofi Mania.
Me too.
I hope so. But it's also should have happened at Fastlane.
Lesnar.
Not if you're setting it up for this. I mean, that's a huge, it's almost like the Daniel Bryan victory back in WrestleMania 30. You just weren't building it as long. They've done a very good job building. You know what? Truthfully, that fight should be the one that's better drawn than fucking the Brock Lesnar Seth Rollins fight.
That this fight should
this
be
fight
main eventing,
should be the main event. But it's not even be the co-main event because we already know that is Lesnar and Rollins. But they better not do something stupid. I guess it doesn't really matter. But that should be a fight that's closing the damn show. If they put that fight on first because that's the shit they like to do. Just put a big match on first for some reason, which I still think might be Shane and Miz because that's what they do too. But
you got to put a big match on first because you got to get the crowd pumped up. You can't have the crowd sleeping.
Which they usually put, Shane usually goes on pretty early in those fights, but
yeah, that's got to get to the hospital.
This match should be because honestly, they are matched up so much better than
Shane doesn't want to be getting Lesnar to the hospital Rollins. At midnight. Shane wants to be at the hospital by like 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. so he can be on his way home by 1.
I'm also going on the limb. This is the second best match of the weekend.
Think so?
Should be a really good match.
All right, Who you got?
Kofi Mania.
All right, Kofi Bryant. Lesnar and Rollins.
Wait, you took Kofi Bryant? You said Kofi.
I said Kofi in the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said Kofi Bryant.
I was on to the next one.
So I'm going to go with Seth Rollins. I don't know why, but I'm going to go with Seth Rollins. Someone's got to beat Brock Lesnar eventually. Unfortunately, I really probably will fall asleep by the time this match comes on because I don't care about a Brock Lesnar match, but Seth Rollins.
My client, Brock Lesnar, is finally losing. I'm taking Seth Rollins.
There you go.
I like how you did that.
I got Rollins too.
Is that my mic?
It was.
All right, here we go.
You were definitely on mic there.
Charlotte, Ronda, Becky.
Ronda Rousey.
Have we already gone through 14 matches?
The only question I have about this match is what hideously horrible makeup job will they put on Ronda Rousey before sending her out this week?
She's coming out as Sonya Blade, man.
B, who you got?
I'm taking the man.
I got Becky, too.
I just struggle to see the WWE investing everything they did in Ronda Rousey.
We should make an honorary pick here if they put the New Day in the Usos in a tag team title fight, because I really think they're going to do that on SmackDown tonight. I do. And I'm taking the New Day.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going with the man. That's the bottom line, because the man said so. It's that simple. Ronda's got to lose. But I think they'll do it to where Charlotte will be the one to get pinned or submitted. It won't be Ronda. That way Ronda can still remain undefeated. Come back, fight another day. Maybe go after Charlotte for costing her the match. I don't know. Somebody runs in. Don't know. But I know that if they don't give the belt to Becky then at that WrestleMania, it's going to be 7 hours of dog shit.
They need to have Becky
with the fireworks
tap out Ronda Rousey.
I don't think that's going to happen, though.
It's what they need.
It's not going to happen.
I don't see it that way. I see her tapping out Charlotte maybe or getting a clean pin on Charlotte, but not tap out Ronda. Not yet.
I could see Asuka coming in and hitting Charlotte to allow Becky to get the win.
I think Brock Lesnar's going to be pretty pissed off he's not in the main event. He might just come down F5 all three of them.
Suplex City.
Suplex City, bitch.
All right.
Oh, dear God.
I think that's a wrap for this
week,
guys. I actually
think it'd be pretty funny if Brock Lesnar, you know, just destroyed Ronda Rousey somehow.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious. Bring that belt, Sonny, so I can take it home with me.
We'll see how this goes. I think that's it for this week. That it?
That is it, sir. I'll wrap it up.
All right. Only got two edits this week.
We'll see what happens with Mania, man.
All right.